I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. After 10 years leading John Deere, Chair and CEO Sam Allen is still convinced the company's best days are ahead. At today's annual meeting in Moline, shareholders elected Deere & Company's board of directors, watched a couple of videos, and listened to a review of past performance and how the company will meet new challenges. Spokesman Ken Golden says innovation has always been a key part of the company. Deere has been high-tech for decades, and automation and digitization are already part of its long-term strategy.
In the world of artificial intelligence, you see stuff like in our combine, where the combine operator gets much more information from our artificial intelligence and cameras. Of course, it's all about training the computers to understand what they're seeing and what action they need to take.
He's talking about a Deere product called Combine Advisor, which helps farmers improve yield and grain quality. During the meeting, a shareholder from Peoria, Lester Bergston, asked CEO Sam Allen whether Deere is using new technology to reduce emissions from diesel engines, and the answer is yes.
Of course, you would interpret that, yes, they've got rid of exhaust gas recirculation, they get rid of DEF. Then he went back and said they're making progress in that area. So he first just quickly danced around, and then he did go back and touch better on it, yes. Well, he's a new engine man, so he ought to know a lot about that.
Allen also told Bergston, for large equipment, hybrid electric diesel power is still necessary because battery capacity isn't advanced enough. For example, at an ag show in Paris, Deere featured an all-electric tractor powered by batteries alone. It cost 2 to 3 times more and needed to be recharged after only half an hour in the field. But the company will continue to use new battery technology in small equipment, such as lawnmowers and gators. I'm Michelle O'Neill.